Chapter 4. Sunlight puddled through the sparse trees and fell on the small bench in St. Patrick's churchyard, where Gillian sat with her son on her lap. With her lips pressed to Edmund's downy head, she read to him from Gildas's De Exidio et Conquestu Britanniae of Aurelius Ambrosius, who fought against the invading Saxons. Her voice blended with the clank of wooden swords coming from across the yard, and the gulls screeching over the crashing surf beyond the cliffs. She lifted her head and looked to where the new mercenary practiced his swordplay with Lieutenant D'Atre, while the others looked on blandly. A cool breeze wafted through the centuries-old cemetery, lifting her hair from her face and refreshing her as she returned to her book and softly recited Gildas's accolades for a hero long dead. Men like Aurelius Ambrosius no longer existed, but she didn't allow that to stop her from believing that Edmund could someday be a good and honorable man, just like him. Of course, it would help if he were being raised with the correct guidance from a good father, but if it was up to her to act as both parents, then she would. She looked toward the lists again when she heard D'Atre call out another challenge to his opponent. She didn't hear what it was, but set her gaze to the cliffs beyond, where the crashing waves brought a smile to her face and inspired a new melody she would put to her lute later. After Edmund, her lute was the second thing she loved most at Dartmouth. She'd had it since she was a child, when she preferred practicing over more practical things like sewing and manners. She'd learned to play quickly, for everything stirred her, the twinkling of a certain star amid the rest, the gentle music of rustling leaves just before the violence of a storm. She composed melodies in her head that always moved her heart. Unlike her two older sisters, she had no use for them.